double, two very difficult parshas. I have seven parshas for 4 weeks now. Right, this week is Zazvim Tzeren, next week is Zachar Mois Kedoshim, the next week is Amor, and after that is Bahar B'chukosai. Seven parshas in 4 weeks. Okay, so Zazvim Tzeren is a difficult parsha, very difficult parsha. Anyhow, so it's a very difficult parshas, but we are told that the main problem that all the problems come through is through and from dibur. It comes from speech. And that's really what saras is. So we first have to try and define what is saras, and then we can begin to understand why is it that dibur has such an effect on us. It's more than almost anything else that we're going to do. So let's see as we go along. First thing is a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. We mentioned this Gemara a number of weeks ago, but let's see it again. Meisavei, Chaviv in Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Gemara is talking about, I'm not going into right now because we have a lot to cover, but the idea is Chaviv in Yisrael, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoseh Mimalchei Asharis, more than the angels in heaven. How do we know that? She Yisrael Omrim Shira B'chol Shah. They say the praise all the time. Umalchei Asharis say Omrim Shira Elapam Achas Bayom, once. The Amrele and others say Pam Achas B'Shabbos, once in a week. The Amrele Pam Achas B'Chodesh. The Amrele and others say Pam Achas B'Shona. The Amrele Pam Achas B'Shavua in 7 weeks. Seven years. The Amrele Pam Achas B'Yovel. Yamalei Pamachas Biolo. The Yisrael Mazkirin Hashem Ache Shtei Tevos. They mention Hashem's name after two words. Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Umalchi Ashoris are not so quick. Ein Mazkirin Hashem Eloli Acher Gimel Tevos. How do we know that? The Chsiv Kodosh, 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 and then Hashem Tzavokos. The Yain Malchi Ashoris Omrim Shira Lamala, Aji Yisrael Lamata, Shiomri Yisrael Lamata. Till Klai Yisrael says Shira down here, which we need to explain, then Malchi Ashoris don't say Shinema, Baron Yachel Kechwe Boker, Baodar, Vayerev, Kobene Yisrael Alam. Good. Okay, so therefore we go through it. Now, let's start. When you turn the page, we have a Ramban. And the Ramban, and on the opposite side is a Rambam. We first have to define what we're talking about when we talk about the concept called Tzaras. What is it, and how does it work? So the Ramban starts, V'abeged, Kiyya blabo nega tsaras. Ze'eno beteva klau. This is not within the natural setting. Velohave bi'olam, it's not in the world. Leprosy is not, but we translate it as leprosy. We have to be very careful because it gives us the connotation that it's a sickness like leprosy. It is not a sickness. And it does not, it's not contagious in that manner, and it's not the way we normally define what it is called leprosy. V'chein negoi batan. And the same thing is a nega on the house.
Can I just say something more? When the Ramban says, ze'ino b'teva, he's talking b'davka about nega begodim?
No, he says at the end, v'chein negoi batan.
No, that's batan.
Right.
So, no. I have Adam, I have Beged.
Oh, that we're going to see. We'll see. Abel. Not only that, we're going to... Let's go a little further. I'll just point to you because we don't have time really. But it's a very big question how to understand this Ramban. We'll see. Abel bios Yisrael shalemim. When Klal Yisrael were in its very complete and beautiful state, Lashem, Yeruach Hashem Aleihem Tomid. The Ruach of Hashem was on us. Lahamid Gufom, to raise and to establish the bodies, Ubigdeyem and their garments, Ubateyem and their houses, B'mare Tov, in a very good appearance. V'kashe Yikore Be'echot Mehem Chet V'oven, and when a man will sin, Yis'ave Ki'or Ki'obibaz B'saro, there'll be something on the skin. Oh, bebigdo. See how he put that in there. Oh, bebigdo. Oh, bebeso. Laharos. What does that show? Kis Hashem sor me'elov. Hashem has moved away from being together with him. So tzaras is the sign that Hashem has moved away from the close relationship with you. Because of a sin that has been done, Hashem has moved away. So he moved away. And therefore, it's made, if you notice at the bottom, he says a note, and it's made that way so that you will think it through and put your ways in a proper manner. Omar Akosev, V'nosati negat zoras, Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem. I'm going to put it into the house in the land of your inheritance. Kihi makas Hashem Babayis Ahu. It's the hit of Hashem. Vine eino noeg elo ba'oretz. It applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question is, what only applies? Is that on all of those that we have been talking about? All three? Or is it so far only he's talking about the bias right now? The Rambam says, clear as day, Tzaras is only in Eretz Yisrael. Nowhere else. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply because you're not close enough to the Rabbeinu Shem to have Tzaras.
But they were in the Midbar, they had Tzaras.
That's a very big discussion. We know individuals had, and that was like Miriam, etc. That's also very difficult parsha, because as we'll see, we're going to see that. That's before they came. Every time you find that, right? The Gemara Megillah has a long discussion about it. Is that when on Daf Yadalit, before you come, it doesn't apply. It's once Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, then things apply.
So it's an absence of Saras and closeness to Hashem.
Right. I give you and I a bracha. We should be zeicha to have Saras. It's a tremendous, tremendous madrega. And we're going to see it. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. Could you imagine, I say to you something that's not 100% right. I go to sleep and in the morning, there's a blotch on the wall. And not only is it that I see that HaKadosh Baruch moved out, but it's going to be very clear to see if the tshuva that I did was a proper tshuva. Because if the blotch gets bigger, then you see the tshuva was nothing and you better redo it. If the blotch gets smaller, so now you see that it's beginning to your tshuva process. So not only do you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close and you just did something wrong, you better put it together. We can clearly see it, whether it is or isn't. So we do tshuva today and we hope. We don't really know. It's hard. But they had a clear account that would show it. It's an unbelievable madrega. I'm not wishing you and me and Shev to rise in that way, but we should be on that madrega, that we should be zeichet to such a Shehi nachos Hashem. Kamo she'oma ki sovo el Eretz Kenan, you'll come to Eretz Kenan, Hashem ninosin lachem lachuza. Ve'ein adovor mipnei chovas karka. It has nothing to do because of the land. It's not a chiyuv in the land like trumas and mises. Havu mipnei shelo yovo ha'inyan ahu ela be'eretz ha'nivcheres. It's because it's in the chosen land. Hashem anich bod shochein betocha. Because that Hashem dwells in it. And since he's dwelling there, so our closeness with him is what causes the, when we do something wrong, to have it that way. Uvetoris konim darshu od, she'ein abayis mitame el'acha kibush v'chiluk. Only after we conquered the land, divided the land, then they were starting tzaras. V'she'ein kol echod v'echod makeh shelo. Each person had to recognize his. V'atam, ki oz nisyashvo daitom aleyem lodas es Hashem. While they were conquering and dividing, they weren't settled enough to be able to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would cause that absence to bring tzaras. V'tishra shechina b'tocham only happened after they conquered and divided. V'chein ani choshev, here he puts in, b'nega b'godu, shelo yinagu elo b'oretz. I don't need a pasuk to exclude it. It's not going to happen there. We don't have that kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should possibly happen there. And it only happens in white garments and not in colored garments. Ki ulay atzev ha'otzi akira hu b'mokam ahu kitivo. Because maybe the color came out, below etzpa lekimi, and it's not the sign. But yeah, the raya is supposed to wear white shirts. That's a clip. I'm just saying that. Ulefichach. Therefore, hatzuvim b'day shemayim etam b'kedivrei Reb Shimon, and therefore he goes to it. Good. But now, ve'al derech hapshat. Mipnei ze yachzu akosu b'chol posik u'posik ha-beged o ha-or o ha-shisiv o-orev. It says it over and over and over again. Ki ha-dover neis. It's all a miracle. L'rabiseinu b'hamidroshim v'chulim b'taris kohanim. So it's clear this is not leprosy of what we would call a sickness or a leprosy that is found in different countries. It has nothing to do with it. It's all ruchni. It's all spiritual. Now, the Rambam goes out of its way, the Rambam goes out of his way to explain it, which is not the norm. He usually tells us straight halachas. Now, here, the Rambam, as we see on the next page, goes to tell us the procedure and where and how it comes.
Now, how can the Bnei Yisrael have sinned so much to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed if they had these clear indications on even on their walls that they're warning them ahead of time.
Now we find, as we go through carefully in Chazal, that there were times that certain things stopped. In other words, because, for example, the Sota, right?
Yeah.
So or other things, that because when they saw that it was so rampant, so certain things stopped. We weren't worthy of it. When this night we had tzaras.
So according to Ramban, what about tzaras on the ore in Eretz Yisrael? Is that limited?
Well, if he carefully keeps going back and forth, when he throws in beged and he doesn't, so there's a big discussion. Does it apply just on these things, on all things, but only in Eretz Yisrael? Had tzaras. Hushem or Omur b'shutfis. Shunt is something that comes in shutfis, in partnership. What does that mean? Kolel inyonim harbe. It includes many, many different things. She'ein dome zeh lezeh. One is not comparable to the next. Why? Sharei, because behold, loben, the white, lobein, or ha'odam, when the skin of a person turns white, kari tzaras, that's called tzaras. Nefilas mitzasar orosh, when some of his hair of the head falls out, o azokein of the beard, tzara kari tzaras, that's called tzaras. Shinuayim begodim, when they change color, o abatim, or the house, kari tzaras. So therefore, saras applies in many different situations. V'zeh ha-shinu ya'omu begodim u'batim shekara osa tora saras b'shutfus Hashem. That which it happens in many situations, it's called eino mimin hago shalom, like the Ramban. It's not in the norm. Elo'os, it's a sign. Upela, bewilderment. Remember we said when Ruchni touches Gashmi, like we spoke about, that's Pela. Hoyo b'Yisrael kedei lahaziron miloshon orf. That it was to warn them and to keep them away from Lashon Hara, which is just, it's an important thing to know that this week should be ma'orer ourselves because of Pasha's Sazri Mitzora to think it over,
so
both
in
our speech. He didn't speak about it. He didn't say that. That he spoke about it in another place. But he didn't say it. He's talking about what it is, not why he comes. But now we have to strengthen ourselves to start to real think it. We talk it very easily. We text very easily. We email and we say a lot of things about a lot of people. And this is the time that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us to think it over. We have to be much more careful. Let's continue. Shal misaper b'loshon hara, when you speak loshon hara, mishtanos kiras beiso. Every time I read this Rambam, it's just unbelievable. The walls of your house change color. Im chazar bo, you do tshuva, yitor habayis. The house becomes tohor. V'im amad barisho, if you stayed the way you were, ad shehutot habayis, till they took down that part of the house, mishtanin kli ho'or shebebeiso. Then the things made out of leather, shu yoshe, that you sit on, shochev aleim, or that you lay on, they change. Im chazar bo, yitaru, beautiful. V'im amad barisho, ad sheyisufu, mishtanin abgodim shalom. So now it's getting closer and closer. First it was the walls of your house. Then it was the things that you lay on or sit on. Now that doesn't help, it's going to go now on your own garments. Im chazar bo, yitaru. V'im amad barisho, you keep going, ad sheyisufu, till they burn it. Mishtana oro, then your own skin changes. V'yitztara, and you have tzaras. V'yemuvdul umefursam levado, they separate you, and everybody knows about you, and you have to be alone for a whole week. No one can talk to you. They put you in a separate place. They have a place where there's a drop-off of food, but you cannot be in contact, not with your friends, not with your wife, not with your children, with no one. No one can deal with it. You'll learn that you can't have what to do with the speech and discussion of Rishoyim. You cannot be involved. And this, on this is what the Torah warns us. Shishama b'nega tzaras. Watch. Now, this is one of the most unbelievable things. Zachor eisa she'osa Hashem Elokecho l'Miriam baderech. Remember Miriam. Now, the Rambam writes, Harei hu ome hisbonenu. Think. Ma'iro l'Miriam ha'neviya. She was a neviya. And not only that, she'dibro be'achel. She spoke about her brother, Shehi Gedola Mimenu. She's older than him. Not only that, but Shonim, V'gidlo also al Birchel. She brought him up. V'sechna abatzma, and she put herself in danger for him. V'tzilu min hayam, she saved him from the yam. And what in the world did she say already? What did she say? She didn't say one derogatory thing about him. What did she say? Elotos, she made a mistake. She shvos oso lishar nevim. She came along and she said, my brother Moshe is as big as any other Navi there is. Pretty bad. And for that, we have to remember Miriam all the time. What did she say already? The Hulo Makpid. Moshe couldn't care less that Miriam said anything. I'll call it Dvorim Shneema V'ish Moshe on the Mioid. V'yafal Pikein Miyadden Ashbitzaraz. She's older. She took care of him. She put him in second. She did everything for him. She says she has some rights. What did you say already? And for that, you remember forever. It's unbelievable. You think about it. Kal v'chomer. So the Rambam says, surely, l'bnei adam arishoyim, hatipshim, the fools, shemarbim l'dabre godlus v'neflos, they say these things, and they speak about people. L'fichoch roi l'mi shirotze l'chavin or chosav, somebody wants to put his ways in a straight way, l'surachek mi'yishivosom. Don't sit with these people. U'meledaber imoyim. Don't speak to these people. Kedei shelo yitfish odom, that the man shouldn't be grabbed in. Bereshis rishoyim v'sichlusam, in the wickedness and in their foolishness. And that's why the Gemara tells us that the Nikiyei Hadas of Yerushalayim, the clean, the very, very special people of Yerushalayim, would never sit down before they know who's sitting at the table. Come to a chasna, give me the list. Who's sitting at the table? If it's worthwhile for me to sit there, I'm in. If not, gizent. That's it, I'm out. Sit with these people. Chmona litzlan. And we have to be mechazik because we don't even realize it. I was a Muncie for Shabbos. So a guy came over to me and said, you know, I have to show you this new sefer. By the way, did you hear what happened in Muncie about this? I said, hold. It's not negated. Not negated, I really. You want to show me a sefer? I'm happy to see it. But then I look at the sefer. He says, but you really have to hear about it. I said, what's in negated? Is it negated name? No. But we're so used to it, and believe me, I ain't no tzaddik, you know, I'm telling you. But wow, we got so used to it, we just get sucked right in. Get off your schmack a piece. Come on. And right away. And it's not negeya, and it's only yisurin. Do you know that in an average piece of Lashon Hara, average, 18 lavin and assays. 18. Your guy came and asked you, eat a piece of chazer? Or say a piece of Lashon Hara, I'm not paskening, but if you'd ask me, I tell you, eat the piece of chazer. Because chazer is only one or two. It's metamtam the lave. But this is 18, and if it's against the rov, you got it up to roughly 27. Yeah? Roughly. In one shot, boom. So it's mamish, a person asks me, and not only that, is we're going to see chazal. It's metame the body. It's metame my mind, and it's metame the neshama. All in one shot, because dibur is the connector to everything. So when you metame the dibur, it touches everything in the whole deal. And then we became very lax in it. So a person has to take these pashas. Look at it, sichlusa, foolishness. V'zehu derech yeshiva say leitzonim arishoyim. That's the way they sit in leitzonim. First they speak about nothing. Golnisht. Kedivra kinyin shneama v'kol kisil, the voice of a fool, berov devarim, speaks a lot of things. U'mitoch kach boim l'saper b'genus ha-tzadikim. The next they're talking about derogatory about tzadikim. Kinyin shneama te'omo sifse sheke adovrus al tzadigatek. And from that, what's going to happen? Yelahem, Hergel, Lidab ibn Avim, they'll talk against the prophets. Velitin dofi b'dvarim. Ah, what are they saying already? It's a golnisht. Kinyin shenem avium alivim b'malche elikim, who bozim dvarav. They embarrass the words of misatim b'dvarav. Umitoch kach, the ultimate. Boyim ledaber belikim, they'll start talking about Hashem and his mitzvahs. The kofrim beikar. Kshinyan shenema v'yech b'nei yisol, devorim ha-shaloi kena al-Hashem alikeyam. V'arei yu oime, Su Shamayim Piyam, L'shoinim Telech Baretz, Mi Gorim Lem, who caused that to go against Shamayim Piyam, their mouth. And we have to define why is it that the Torah is so concerned about our dibur. We need to understand that yet. V'zuhi, Sichas HaRishoyim, Shigorim Lem, Yeshiva Kronos, Yeshiva Knesiyot Shamayim Oretz. That you sit with Amei Oretz, people who don't know what they're doing, don't know what the halachas are. The yeshivas, botei mishtos, imshos, seisheicha, they're sitting around drinking more beer, having nothing to do, stam, shmuz. And it's very interesting because if the guy goes out and he eats a steak that's treif, there's a hanor in the eating of the steak. You drink something that's not kosher, but there's a hanor, there's a enjoyment in the eating and the drinking. If we analyze it, what enjoyment do we get from the Lashon Hara?
Nothing.
It's mamish unbelievable. And yet,
ego.
Good geschmack at Jesus.
It's not
a geschmack. But what's the hanor? You think about it. It's why.
Ego.
That's where you tell me what's the cause of it. That's the cause of it. That's not the enjoyment of it. That's what causes us to do it. Because we think we're better than the other person, so I can talk against them. Right? If it's your mother, you think it over. And if it's your best, whatever, your wife, your children, you know, how many times has it happened? You know, somebody says, you know, the guy down the block, he's mamish a shreklich. And then the guy down the block says that about your son, you'll kill him. But you just said it about the guy down the block. Oh, because down the block, I'm better than him. This, he's talking about my son, me, right? The same exact dibur. That's because the gaiva gets us to be carried away. That's what we have to understand. But we need to really think, it's very hard, and it's hard to control because we're so used to it. It just comes naturally, you know?
It's on TV.
What?
It's on TV.
It's on what? Avo. 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 Sichas. Sichas. Avo. Sichas. Kishira Yisov Tzadikeyam Eina Elo B'divrei Torah B'divrei Chochma. ולפיכך הקדוש ברוך הוא עוזר לעוזר על יודם ומזכה עושם שנאמר, will be, you'll get together. עוז נדברו, יראי השם, the people who fear השם get together. איש אל ראיהו, one to a man. ויקשב השם, השם listens, וישומע, and he hears what we talk about in Torah. ויקוסף, כסיפה זיכרון לפונו, he writes it down in the book of remembrance in front of him. For to be included in the Yirei Hashem, the ones that fear him, ulechay shvei shemayim. So it's clear that was the Rambam and the Ramban both describe what is tzaras. It's not what we can talk about anything in a normal setting, because it isn't in the regular setting. And what we really need to begin to understand is this koyach hadibur. It's a tremendous koyach, and yet we are very easy on it. Now the Gemara in Erechin, it gets long, long Gemara about the Mesapre Lashon Hara and how bad it is. So if you look at about six lines up before it starts getting wide, Amar Reb Yossi ben Zima, Kol Mesapre Lashon Hara, and the Goyim Boyim Olav, and you go down, Amar Reish Lokish, Mitzora Zos, is all things. And the Gemara goes through all many different drushes and different statements about what the Mesapre Lashon Hara are and how it is, so much so that if you go down six lines in the very wide lines, so it says, Omer Rebbe Chama Bachanina, Matikanoso Shom Mesapre Lashon Hara, what, how can you fix it up? Im Talmud Chochemu, Yasik Petorah. Shenema Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim, Ve'en Lashon Elo Lashon Hara, Shenema Chetz, Elo Torah, so Torah is the way. Because you'll learn to use your koach of dibur in a proper way. So the tshuva of it is to learn how to use your koach ha-dibur. There's a control aspect, of course, not to say the wrong thing, but it's also I have to retrain myself to use my koach hadibur. If we would be walking with our friend home from shul, and we would say over the Rambam on Friday night, instead of what happened during the week, we would have a totally different understanding, and we would be different people. Because our avolechta chavaderech, I'm talking Torah. So I train myself not to talk about the guy sitting behind me in shul and not the other guy down the block. I'm talking Torah. It becomes a different thing and it becomes natural. And after a few weeks, the people who walk home with you either won't walk home with you anymore or they'll come and walk home with you because they want to hear what you have to say on the parsha. So the guys that don't walk home with you, you shouldn't be walking home with them. And the guys who will learn to talk to Bawilan about the Pasha, that you will be Makayim tremendous mitzvahs. You'll change the whole concept. So if we look, turn the page, we see the Maral. The Maral, we're going to see a number of Marals. Maral is in the left-hand column there. It's marked. Uba Perek Yesh Ba'erichin Tani Debei Reb Yishmael. Call a mesaper loshin hora, magdil avonos keneged shlosh averus. It's unbelievable, Gemara. So it's equal to the three averus, avodas elilim, gilui avrayis, and shvichas damim, the three biggies. K'siv ocha loshin medaveres gedolos, k'siv avodas elilim, ono chota omaze chota gedolo. By gilui avrayis, it says, eiches ora gedola zos. Shvichas damim, it says, Godol avonim and soa. Gedolah, say, Matayte, Maiminayim, Ufkat, Adkan. Dalucha. Now watch. Ki ha'odom yesh bo shlosha chalokim. A human has three parts to him. Ha'echod u'gufo, the body. Hasheni, nafsho, his soul. Shlishi, sichlo. The elu chalokim yidum. That's obvious. We don't have to explain them. Kiyem niglum lakol. Everybody knows it.
What's sichlo?
Intellect. V'yesh l'odum pu'ulis u'maisim chlokim. And the person does different actions. Yesh pu'ulis, there are certain actions. U'maisim tovim, u'pu'ulis, u'maisim ro'im. There's some things you do that are good, and some things are achmona litzlan the other way. V'eilu apu'ulis v'maisim, but these things, Yesh misyachsim yose laguf. There's some things that relate to the body. V'yesh misyachsim yose lanefesh. And there are those that things that relate to the soul. V'yesh misyachsim yose lasechel that relate to the intellect. V'neim apulus tovos heimitaharin. If they're good, they purify. Umezakin also achelik. That part that the action relates to is purified. Hashem is yachsin elo. The ima maisim e maveris upshoyim he mekalkalin rachmona litzlan umetamim umafsidim es achelik esha osik hatom is yachsin elo. So when we do a good deed, let's say we take our hand and we do a chesed, it is, purifies our physical body by it. But Rachmanu Litzlan, when we do something wrong, we do an Aveira, we hit somebody, so it's an Aveira, so then it's mitame my body. And the same thing is if I use my soul, I use my mind. Umash achet mitame umizvayu mevur betoyre dechsiv lo sheshakshu uetz navshi seichem. But by Arayis it says all of this. But we have to know that V'kashetovin. So now, if you go down to the bottom, he goes through again all of them, but go down to this, the bottom of the next page. V'cholechod mi'eila shlosh chatoim nikogodol. Zeh, ki b'chatoim ha'misyachzin ala guf ein chet godol. It's the biggest aveira is gila arayis. And the chatoim that relate to the nefesh, there's no bigger one than shvichas damim. And that which relates to the seichel, the biggest one is avodah selilim. Why shemeiniach Elohim chagelukim chayim umedabik b'avodah selilim. And therefore it all. But now watch the omru ki amesaper loshen ora Magdil avonos neged shlosh shechatoim. Why? Ki elu shlosh shechatoim kol echod ve'echod hu b'chelek ha'odom bilvad. Each one of these averis are only relating to one aspect of the three aspects of the human being. V'achotu b'echod mehem hu mitoyev chelek echod. So if he does it, he makes that one part tomei. Avalachote beloshin hora umekalkel umesaev as kol ha'odom. When we talk to loshin hora, it affects the whole being. Shekeshem shelukhatoim is on one. Kach loshin hora shechote bedibur ha'odom shehu. Look at these words, because dibur is kol ha'odom. Dibur is the whole man. Shari Akosev Omer Vayihi Odom Lenefesh Chaya. The Targum Unklus, we spoke about this, that the Targum learns what does it mean, living being. Vaave Anocho Leruach Mamalolo, speech. So Chaya, living, is speech. Shiorezeh, this shows. Kigeder Odom Vahu Atzmo Bama Shahu Chai. Medaber. He's called living because of that which he speaks. V'zehu etzem o'odom. Very strong language. This is the essence of man. Hashem mischadish mishlosh shechalokim. That is from the three parts, guf, nefesh, and seichel, to where medaber. V'lokach hachote b'loshen ora v'choyt cheta zehu b'dibur hu etzem o'odom. That's man. And therefore, this chet is equal to all the other three. Because the other three affect only one part. This affects everything. So it's bigger than the other three. Mind boggling. Let's continue. And now we have a very, very famous medrash. The medrash says, Maisa,
you don't have to give up your life for lashon hara like you do for arayos and other things.
Right.
So it's bigger in a philosophical sense, but not in a practical sense.
True. But well, I won't say it's 100%. It needs a very big evaluation on it. It's not so simple. Because if you do it, let's say, on the maze, it's not simple. Okay. Let's see. Uva medrash. Maisa Baruch Alecha, it's a famous medrash. There was a salesman, Shayamachze Biyoros. He would go around the cities. V'omer man boi sam chayim. Who wants a ointment for life? Who wants it? V'shama bas Rebbe Yoni, old Savar Melavel, Lavia, she said to her father, because he's going around, he's selling medicine for life. Korer of Yane Lo Sarochel, he called him in. Omer Areni No So Sam Chaim, show it to me. Shatamoche. Hotzimi Kuposo, he took out from his bag, Sefer Tehillim, Uposer Vaholech Ad Mi O Ishe Chofetz Chaim. Who wants life? Nitzor l'shon chomei ra. Hold your speech from bed. Holach Rav Yanai, ve'elchilo, v'shkeyo. He gave him to eat, gave him to drink. V'nosan lo vov siloim armelo bita. Lo yisa yodeya posik zeh. What, you didn't know this posik? Like, what did the man come and teach you that you didn't know before? Amala, hein. Elabo zeh. This man came. Ubiriro, and he explained it. He made it clear to me. What happened? The Yeshul Tmoa Ma'od, you still have a question. Ki Adayin Ma'oim Muvor Al Rochel B'meshom Olo Man Bo Yisai Chayim. What did the man clarify to him? What happened? V'chein Perakamed Avoy Dezor Machus Rav Alexandra. Man Bo Yichayim, Man Bo Yichayim, who wants to live? Kanfalei Kulei Alma, so the whole people came running to him.
He
You know, think about it, that nobody put together all the halachas till this man came along, 1930, 19, put it together, 1920, 1930. It's just unreal. You see that it's all over Chazal, and yet to put it together in one thing, that until the Chofetz Chaim came along, it wasn't. And he made it in a Shulchan Aruch. It's unreal what the man did. It's, can't even imagine the schar that in Olam HaEmesim. V'yesh l'tmol gam ken al zeh, lomo hoye machuz al dovo zeh yosef, ki kama v'kama devorim nosnim chayim. Now watch. Av'yesh l'chol l'das, ki ma shebira lo ha-posik hazeh, what this posik showed us is, ki aloshin hu ha-chayim lo'odom. Our speech is the life for man. Afim tim tzedvorim arbe ha-shomer osam, heim chayim lo'odom, mikol mokom ein dovo, kamo aloshin shevadu chayim lo'odom. Speech is the key to life. Right? That's what the Chazal teach us. The Pasuk teaches us. Amodes v'achayim is in the deep. B'yad alosh. Ulaficha chayorochel machuz man boich sam chayim. V'zeh ki asam yesh lo dov v'zeh sh'odom meiniach asam al gufo. You put the salve on your body. V'eriti azos ikshura lov l'gamrei. Something's on it. You put the salve on it. Your refu ain't no love legamre, ain't no merapik kolkach. If it's not on the body, and you put it on, ki masam dovuk ala gufu tzarich refua hazadim ukoriv lefui yoseh. Then therefore leficha shar dvarim like Torah, afal kpisha agaf agaf shat Torah is also chamoves, as we say, samtim is dvar eila, like Gemara says in Kedushin. Mikol makom ein adome. Look at these words. Ki atorah rechokam in adam atzmo. It's a distance you have to internalize. Ki atorah sichlus legamrei. Ve'ein atorah sam legamrei l'adam. Because the lashon is in man. It's him. And therefore, that is life. And therefore, the chayim is in the dibur. And what the man taught him was, take it simple pshat. Don't think it's some highfalutin pshat, push it. Dibur is life. And therefore what we do with our dibur, that's called life. You want to live, watch your dibur. Push it. And besides that, in the medicine field and in the psychological field, they have a whole thing that if you don't speak about others, and you just evaluate yourself and work on it, you're a much calmer person. And therefore, you can live longer because you're not in competition with anyone else, you're not in relationship with someone else, you're just yourself, push it. But here, he's telling us it's mamish chayim. And in fact, if you look at the next page, the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says, Al no tihi kameis hasher b'tseiso meirechem imo v'yeochel chatzi b'soro. And this is when Miriam has tzaras. So the Pasuk says, don't be like a mace. Look at Rashi. Al noti kemeis achoseinu zu, don't make it that way. Kemeis, sha mitzora choshev kemeis. He's dead. Ma mace mitame bebiyab, mitzora mitame bebiyab. But we know he's included in the Gemara in the Durham as one of the people, choshev kemeis. He doesn't belong in society. He doesn't belong to be part of society. He should be on the outside altogether. He just doesn't belong. And then we see this Gemara, this, look at the Targum inside. Vayihi o'odom l'nefesh chaya. So the Targum on the left side. Va'ave b'odom l'ruach mamalulo. So we, the odom's nefesh chaya, the living being, it's speech. And therefore, it's so key, the speech. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us the following. Look at this Gemara. Top line. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Talmud Chochem. She'omrim Dava Shmua B'fimiv Hiv. that you say over something from his mouth. You say over something from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. Boil mazeh, sifseisov, doivavois, bekever. His lips move in the grave. What does that mean? What does that mean that his lips are moving in the grave? So if you turn to the next page, we see an interesting thing. Kol tamid chacham sha'oma b'shmua mipirish. Ki ha-Torah lo shayich ba misa. Torah, there's no such thing as death. Torah is forever lasting and it's always alive. V'kasha omrim dova shmua mipiv u'mischaber, and we connect misha omru alocha mishmo el achayim al yedei ha-Torah shichayim, so we connect the dead with his Torah to the living. We bring life on his lips. Because he's connected to living. To Torah, with his no death. The aim pierce of Sosodovios Demas Vosmina Gufa Mace Rak al Koach Adibri. You know what he says? It doesn't mean literally the lips move. It means the man's Koach of Dibur. You find in many places that that's called Koach. So when Torah is there, the Nefesh is alive. And the Koach is alive. Whereas Chas V'Sholem the other way. Therefore, we look on the next page. See, he brings a Gemara. Let's go down on the left side. Let's go down on the left side. See, he brings this Gemara here. V'yira Pirusha. Left side. Kihani tane davok v'tzavu rafa v'in davok v'tzavu v'chanyosim odam atzmo kilo yia odikim abriyas. Rakia roe the eino nira. You should be seen the eino nira, but not be seen. She roe sabrius, vaya nivdum and abrius the gamre, achlayashal yajgiach alim, avayajgiach alabrius, uvaze who roe acherim, avlaina nira mayem kilo yechibur vitsiruf el abrius. Don't be connected. Because ose kach talmido miskayim, ki agashe yesh lo yichus v'dimyon el aseichel. When you connect to your intellect, mikabel Torah sichlus v'aseichel ashu omeid ba'odom, then you're connected. And the Talmud Chacham adds that. But if Rachmona Litzlan, we're connected to our dibur in a wrong way, so we're mace. Well, I had a very moving experience a number of years ago, is that when you go to a chasna that's local, there's a very big advantage. You could leave, and you can come back, and you still can do constructive things instead of wasting hours and hours of your existence. Anyhow, so I was at a chasna, and I left after the chuppah, and I was going to a beis medrash. So an old man comes to me, old is relative again, an old man comes and says to me, where are you going? I said, I'm going in this way. It's in this area. He said, would you mind giving me a lift? I said, no, please, I'm covered. He gets into the car, and I said, listen, it's none of my business, and I'm really sorry for asking, but aren't you the grandfather of the Kala? He said, yeah. I'm the grandfather, Kala. So I said again, I'm sorry, but where are you going? He said, when you get to heaven, they ask you four questions. One is the question, whether it's the first or the second, is Kavato Itim Latorah. Did you set time that you learned? My set time to learn is my Chavrusa 8 to 9. So when I get to heaven, I want to answer.
So I'm going now to learn 8 to 9. Moving, I'll be back. That's my kavod. I was like, moved. This is a man who's serious. He's looking. He's got it in mind. So he said, why? He's going to his grandpa. You know, the Rabbi Victor Miller, my daughter-in-law, is a great-granddaughter of Rabbi Victor Miller. So Rabbi Victor Miller would not come to the Chasna, but one of his grandchildren, if it wasn't in Brooklyn. And if it's in Brooklyn, he would come to the chuppah, go home, and come back for the last dance. So one of the people in the family asked him, Zayd, where are you going? He said, I'm jamming for the big test. I don't got time. I'm jamming. It's a different outlook on life. Shari Tshuva.
Yep.
So the rhyme, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Gimel, which is always a good shar to learn, because there he speaks about the mitzvahs, aseis, and the los aseis, and what we need to do. So he says, look what he said. The yesh is going to go in a few words. The yesh ol tam nichpad ol al kulon. Ve'elov ramaznu b'pesach dvareinu b'inyan akitos haros on this chorus. We spoke about these bad groups. Kadova Yadua, Kimidarke Kiddush Hashem Yizborach Lodia B'chol Mivto Sifosayim, the movement of the lips. Uvachol Hashem Yirmezu Einayim, Uvachol Anhoga Pol Yadayim. So he goes through each one of what they do. Now, go down just at. About 6 lines up from the bottom on that side. They mechalalim es haTorah. When they speak a different thing other than Torah, they mechalalim. Al kein yovdu mitoch hakol v'yichlu mipiyem keim ovdim es Hashem mibli esek haTorah. V'alo dov yedua kein avodim eskayim bilti aldei lomdei Torah. You need to be learning Torah. Kein yoro, that's, they're going to show you what to do. And then what's going to be, you have to be so careful with your koyach hadibur. And therefore, a person who doesn't use his koyach hadibur properly is desecrating his koyach hadibur. It's a long... Now, let's go a little further. I still want to get a few things in. So let's go. Top right corner. Amar Reish Lakish. May dichsiv. Zos tia Torah Samitsora. Zui Torosa Shomotzi Shem Ra. Da. Kian Negoyim Ruuyim Lavol Amish Hunivdal Min Ametsius. Now watch carefully. The Negoyim, it's proper that they should come on someone who's out, who's separated from reality. Kamosham Ratora Eitzala Mitzora Bodod Yeshev, a guy who has taras will sit outside Michutz Lamachane Mashovo. Kikach Roya Washer Nega, the one who has a nega belongs outside. We have Yotze Miramachane, because he's not part of reality. The Omar, Shein Roya Lazer Rak Bal Loshnora. He's out of reality. The reality isn't to speak about people. The reality of Hashem's world is not to be derogatory about others. And if a guy speaks, he's not part of reality. Very strong language. Hashem eidin aloika. Reality shows that Hashem runs the world. You speak against people. You're denying Hashem's existence. Vegam itzum Hashemru koroi bal yishtun loshen hara lashlicho leklovim. A guy who's a bal loshen hara, it's worthy. They should throw him to the dogs. Ulefichok roi shiyoven agar malav. And therefore, you should get the nega.
kibal negan nivdu me'akol. And therefore, that's the one.
So here, this approach to the nega is that it's an onesh.
Well, it's an onesh in
that. In other words, when we started off, so the approach of the Ramban was that it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The concept.
Right.
But it's because you separated yourself.
Okay, enochinami, but I could be punished. That's not the punishment. That's a warning sign to
that's
me.
Right.
Wake up, do tshuva.
Right.
But here.
That's because I haven't taken the wake up call.
Right.
So now the punishment is you'll be chutz lamachan. Why? Because you are not part of reality.
You got too far.
And you're not part of reality. Look at this graph on the next page. 2, 4, 6, about. The Atam. Go down about 7 lines in the Gra itself, in the middle of the lines. The Atam. Mipnei shebechol dova sheodom oseh, because everything that a person does, watch. Nosnim lo ruach mimorom. Hashem gives you a certain spirit from upstairs. V'hu mesayeya oso, and he's going to help you. Lasos od dvarim ka'ela, to do similar acts. V'ze ha'ruach eino noch v'shokat, it doesn't rest and be quiet. Ad she'osa od dvarim ka'ela v'hu ne'ene mehem, and he gets enjoyment. V'mize yesh lo nachas ruach, and you're going to enjoy it. Hey mitzvah d'avar mitzvah, or rachmona litzlan, hey b'dvar aveira. V'zehu, and that's what we mean. Mitzvah, goreris mitzvah. Because when you do a mitzvah, Hashem gives the ruach from heaven that causes you to do other mitzvahs. And aveira is goreris aveira. V'chol d'var aveira she gedola, and what happens from it? So you first talk a little bit of Lashon Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Ruach for it. And now it's going to be Avetaiva for it. And you will learn to speak bigger, as we saw in the Rambam. V'chein b'dvar mitzvah. Gedola bo ruach mimakum kodesh mod. It comes from a very holy source. Who misave o maod le mitzvah. Vinene maod mitmach mazeme a mitzvah. Yashem makes it that you enjoy shaking that lulav. You enjoy walking to shul. The yodua sha mitzvah gedola mikola mitzvah is limera Torah. Ula efech devorim betelim. And leitzonis sheim efech haTorah v'lokayech yesh min yesh hanah midvarim b'teilim. So Hashem, you want that? Hashem will make it. You enjoy dvarim b'teilim? He'll give it to you. Leitzonis yotze mikol averis. It's from the worst averis. But you want it? He'll give it to you. Not only will he give it to you, he's going to develop in you a taiva for it. Af she'ein bozeh oylam azeh. Ach machma sheruach hatuma gedol ad ma'od, v'ikimayon, it's like a well that keeps growing and coming up. Hefech haTorah, shikimayon novel lezel ma'alo ein b'zeh olam azeh klal, rach anoi machma shu hefech b'Torah, and it's an avera gedola, and therefore the ruach, so we bring it upon ourselves. We're our worst enemy. Because once we get involved in it, it gets more and more. On the other hand, when we start to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a ruach in us, we become bigger and bigger and bigger in Torah. And that's how we become. And therefore, it goes that way. So if you look on the left side, you see a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says on the left-hand column there, you see the it says, the Gemara in Chulin, Stam Akum Mefa Poi. He uses his mouth. V'cholzim ipnei shu shivam umos shemora alem os ha'ayin shiyesh behem agoli agomur. Why is it that it's 70? Because 70 is iron. Iron is an eye. You see, it's open. So you talk. V'lekach motzi akol el agoli. Hefach Yisrael, shein ba'alei sod. They are people of secret. Kamo shemor al zeh ha'alef, shu loshen pela, kamo shizboa. So a Jew's goal is to be quiet. And it's interesting. You go into a place and you sit with a person and he doesn't say too much. So what do you say about him? What a non-sociable guy. He's sitting there and doesn't say too much. What do you mean he doesn't say too much? He's a Baal Soy. He's watching his dibur. He doesn't want to do anything wrong. He wants to have the ruach of Torah in him. He doesn't want to get involved in it. We call him unsociable. What do you mean he's kulei kedusha? Right? Unsociable. And your daughter goes out on a date with a guy who doesn't say too much. She comes home. What do you say?
Not getting a second date.
Nah, that's what I see. That's what I'm saying. But it's Baal kedusha. Something to think about that. See?
David, on the other hand, would wish that when these guys come to
himself,
they'd be quiet.
Top, but now we know David HaMelech. Look at this, David HaMesugel Befrat. He's the one who writes me, O Ish Chofetz Chaim, David HaMelech. Hu yadua l'chachomim v'nevonim v'ikah kochol shel David hoya loshen. David HaMelech, on the other hand, is loshen. We know the whole Tehillim. Lasek b'shiros v'shishbachos, as we say throughout the davening, hu kochol b'loshen ratov, l'tov, v'doro yekochom b'loshen l'ra, v'zeh ki David mesugel u'muchen lios misnagdom. David stands against them. V'dover zeh mipnei shedavid hu melech rishon, v'zocho b'malchus. Melech is not only a king on land, a king is in control. And whoever is in control can control his dibur. The weaklings have no control. That we're going to sit around and say, who knows what? We're weak beings. Because if we'd be strong, we'd be able to control what we say and what we don't say. V'chol melech shirotzu limloch al am echod b'tchilo yeshlo misnagdin. There are people that will come against them. They mefechlo, v'lakach yadoag and achitov v'lenavne, and all this to them. But David is the one who shiras b'shuks b'achos, and therefore all his enemies fall because he's the one who's in control. The weakling, he's denying in all the things. So the Baal Lashon Hara, the weakening of the weak. Because he can't control. Can't control his neighbor. Now look at this piece of Zohar. It's an unbelievable piece. And we'll go to the bottom where it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Bo'uri ye, come and see. Kishe his orus hazeh shel Lashon Hara misoreres lamata. When there's a movement down here to talk Lashon Hara. Az nechalash iklason hazeh. So it's weak down here. Malu kashkushov umak makeim also beola. It goes upstairs. V'nisoro merosho adraglov, and it has an effect on your whole body. Ki kashkushov olam isores moora kol aguf heim kol ovrei din v'chok shemichutz pirish. Now watch what he says. Tapu ki anochosh v'chol asitra acher. Ein lohem bechuza ela mimalchus de kedusha. They can't hold on to you. They have nothing to do. Just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us to give him some rights. Besuva arigila yoredes moves. Ela bavon loshin hora. Oz ole amalchus bebina. Venechas anechosh min amalchus shebemokum bina. The nechosh gets control. Ki kamo ba Lashon Hara matil pagam ba'odom. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, is a blemish in the being. She'ein ba pagam kach lamala ola din. It comes upstairs. And then what happens? You cause a pagam in Shamayim. Now the nochosh has control, and in Midas Adin he can come down here and do different things because you talk Lashon Hara. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, as the Nefesh HaChaim writes over and over again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a tremendous koach that with the Torah you could bring in all the brachas in the world. But Rachmana Litzlan, with the other way, you can bring other things to the world. And let's just see that last piece. The old Yesh L'cho L'das, Maral writes, Ki kol ha-negoyim en boyim ala odom, hei mafridim u'mavdilim oso min ha-klal, like he said. He separates. The purpose is to break you away, that everyone should see this is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's say a person doesn't think he's anything, but he doesn't talk bad things. He's still part of the klal. But about Lashon Hara, forget it. Rakim Roy, Ubal Gaiva, which is one of the things that we have to understand, that Lashon Hara, as we mentioned, comes from Gaiva, which is another terrible midah. And that midah brings in, and it's meshuk, it's disgusting by Hashem. Hashem nivdom and akal klal lazeruim lo. So you break your way, and therefore Gaiva, you have nothing to do with Hashem. Lashon Hara, you have nothing to do with Hashem. All of these things. And we're not zeicher to have the tzaras. If we had the tzaras, it would be very clear to us. We would be more nesayer. And the Chofetz Chaim writes that many of the sicknesses that we have and many of the problems that we have are all because of Lashon Hara. And therefore, we don't see it. It would be, if we were middle of Shmoneh Esrei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would drop a little piece of paper down and you would get it on your siddur and he'd say, "You're in trouble, Lashon Hara." Oh, wait a second. You know what I mean? That would be a different ballgame. So no, but now we say, listen, I'm going to keep going on that, right? Rachmana Litzlan, think about how many sick people there are in Klal Yisrael. Good people. Not about sickness and the cancer and other things that is a machla that's all over. How many people have problems financially. Klal Yisrael has it. Eretz Yisrael has it. We need to think it over, Befrat this week, to be mechazik ourselves in there. Dibur, and generally speaking negative about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Hashem's people. We need to watch it, to be careful, so we should be mechazik, so that we should be zeicher, that there should be the concept of Tzaraas back. Not that we should get it, but the concept should be.
Amen. Sure.
He works on words.